SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. At their village in Punjab's Moga district, a family waits for answers. Their son was arrested during a statewide crackdown on alleged Sikh separatists and flown to a high-security jail on the other side of India. Bhagwant Singh Bajeki's family say he is a small-time social media influencer and a farmer, not a threat to national security. Harjinder Singh is his father.
Why has the government sent him to Assam and invoked the National Security Act on him? He is not a terrorist or a gangster. Just check my son's history, from his father and his forefathers. We've never been involved in these activities. But if the government finds something, then punish him as per the law. If not, then bring my son back to Punjab.
Bajeki was arrested over his alleged connections to Amritpal Singh, an accused separatist facing a string of charges, including attempted murder. In March, police in Punjab launched a major operation to catch him, setting up roadblocks and temporarily suspending internet and phone services. The 30-year-old evaded capture for more than a month, but was finally arrested. Punjab Police Inspector General Sukhchain Singh Gill says police found Amritpal in a Gurdwara.
Since he knew that he had no way to escape now, he was surrounded by Punjab Police. From all sides, the village was surrounded by Punjab Police. So he was arrested at around 6:45.
Amritpal Singh has amplified talks of an independent Sikh state known as Khalistan, a political movement that dates back to India's partition. By the 1980s, fighting between Sikh militants and the Indian Army killed thousands, reaching its peak in 1984, when the military led a massacre inside the sacred Golden Temple, and insurgents responded by assassinating India's Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi. Sikhs are a minority in India, but a majority in Punjab. Peace has prevailed here for nearly 30 years. How much support there is today for independence and for Amritpal Singh in particular isn't clear. Jagrup Singh Sekhon is a professor of political science at Guru Nanak Dev University in Punjab.
Such issues create more problem for the people of Punjab in general and the Sikh community in the particular. Particularly the Sikhs who are living outside Punjab in India. And among the Sikhs, Sikhs is not a homogeneous community. We have the people who have the allegiance with the different political parties, different ideologies. So I think their demand for that Khalistan, maybe their personal one, maybe their personal liking.
Gurdip Kaur has spent decades campaigning for the rights of Sikhs killed or injured in past government operations. She says this year's crackdown has stirred painful memories.
Just go and look at the condition of those mothers who are waiting to see their sons. Just go and ask those mothers what they are feeling. We have already seen our loved ones killed in front of us, and we don't want all of this to happen again.
The Indian government's crackdown on Sikh separatism has not been limited to its own borders. After pro-Khalistan protesters stormed the Indian embassy in London, police in New Delhi launched their own investigation, and the Indian government summoned the British ambassador. India's Foreign Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, threatened consequences for Western governments if the protests continued.
If there are incidents like the, what you saw, there will be reactions from India, The days when India would take this lightly, I want to see, are behind us.
But those in Punjab say a heavy-handed response by the Indian government will only create further tensions. Surjit Singh is the president of the Danga Pidit Welfare Society in Punjab.
The image of Sikhs is being tarnished across the globe. They are being called Khalistani. There are no Khalistanis. When you look at the situation on the ground, you will realize that. By spreading rumors and putting youth behind bars, you're spreading an atmosphere of fear.
Under India's National Security Act, Amritpal Singh and his co-accused can be held without charge for up to a year. In Punjab, Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.